Senate Democrats announced a budget agreement just days before federal funding runs out.
Well, as everyone saw last night and early this morning, things are moving in the right direction.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer joined other Democrats Tuesday to announce the agreement.
Chairman Leahy and Ranking Member Shelby released a long-sought, bipartisan, bicameral, omnibus appropriations bill at 1:30 a.m. this morning for fiscal year 2023. And after a lot of hard work, this package represents an aggressive and essential investment in American families, American workers, and in our national defense.
The bill totals $1.7 trillion. It's a massive package, including all 12 of the traditional appropriations bills, covering a broad range of items ranging from help for low-income families paying heating bills to investigating human rights violations in Burma. In the larger picture, it closes a $26 billion gap between Republicans and Democrats and a disagreement over military versus domestic spending. It boosts domestic spending by 5% and military spending by 20%. It includes some Democratic spending priorities, like boosting Pell Grants for low-income students and a $45 billion aid package for Ukraine. But it also leaves out other Democratic wishes, such as an extension of the child tax credit that's been credited with raising many children out of poverty. It also fails to include Democratic proposals for pandemic aid, a path to citizenship for Dreamers, and a proposal to let cannabis dispensaries keep their cash in banks. But the measure does include some other Democratic priorities, such as a compromise Electoral Count Act.
One of the most important pieces of this bill is the Electoral Count Act, which will not just reaffirm Democrats' commitment to passing democracy reforms, but it's an important step to preserve our democracy in generations to come.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports the bill, but in the House, some conservative Republicans do not.
The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no-good, rotten way to run your government.
Rand Paul of Kentucky was one of five Republicans who gave a news conference blasting the bill. They say it was rushed, and they want it held back until January, when Republicans have a House majority. Rick Scott is a Republican from Florida.
We should have Republicans write this bill rather than Democrats write this bill. This is a Pelosi-Schumer bill, not a McCarthy Republican leadership bill in the Senate. So I support letting the Republican House do this.
Republican Ron Johnson of Wisconsin objects to the Democratic proposals that made it into the bill.
This is supposedly a must-pass piece of legislation. And so you will see those types of bills included in these types of piece of legislation without debate, not having gone through the committee, but just get stuck together. Again, it's a horrible way of legislating. It's a horrible way of running this country. And that's what we're saying here. This has to stop.
The omnibus budget bill will likely go first to a vote in the Senate and then, by Friday, to the House for final action. That's where Republicans like Paul and Johnson are hoping to kill it. But Democrats are sounding hopeful of final passage. Senator Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat from Michigan.
We worked very hard for the people of our country. We've gotten a lot done, but frankly, we're just getting started. So happy holidays and on to 2023.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.